Governor Walker has told the news media several times since the recent court rulings on Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage that he voted for the ban in 2006. But Walker claims his views on gay marriage today are not important and declines to reveal his thoughts. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate told a forum in Milwaukee today that the governor is in a political box.
If he's changed his opinion on same-sex marriage, we welcome that, and he should just come right out and say it, and he knows that's where the majority of the state is. But he also knows, because he's catering to these conservative right-wing special interests, that he can't say that, because you can't say that and run for president as a Republican. It's an issue that is larger than the issue of same-sex marriage. It's about, this is a governor who has a hard time telling the truth.
State Republican Party official Brian Schimmig defends the governor's actions since hundreds of same-sex couples took advantage of a week-long window to get married in Wisconsin.
So the governor's been consistent about where his position is. And by the way, when this came up, you know, because we're going through all these legal issues right now in the court on this, it was the governor who was the one who told the State Department of Health and Family Services to start processing those marriage applications.
Last Friday, Madison federal judge Barbara Crabb put a temporary halt to gay marriages while the state appeals her original ruling allowing the ceremonies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.